Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I guess we got news, more news out of MPS. Officials announced two more Milwaukee public schools to close for lead remediation. Once again, they're making these announcements. They're saying that Westside Academy will close Monday, May 5th, and Brown Street Academy will close Monday, May 12th. Both will remain closed for the remainder of the school year, and students will be relocated during the closure. I think we have some video here. If you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media, we got some video. Let's listen.
Breaking news, two more Milwaukee public school buildings are closing due to dangerous lead levels. Students at Brown Street Academy and Westside Academy will relocate about 3 miles north to Andrew S. Douglas Middle School for the rest of the school year. That's according to district officials and City of Milwaukee health officials. Students at Westside will move next Monday, and students at Brown Street will relocate on May 12th. Now, this comes as two MPS buildings are currently shut down for lead remediation efforts. A third, Fernwood Montessori, just reopened Friday after being shut down for weeks. MPS Superintendent Dr. Brenda Caselia says she understands that moving students causes a significant disruption, but the district believes the moves are necessary to keep students and staff safe.
While there is no immediate danger in these buildings, and no students in them have yet been identified as having elevated lead levels, there is significant work that needs to be done in many parts of the building.
Superintendent Caselia says to date, the district has spent close to $2 million on lead remediation efforts. MPS requested federal help from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in March, hoping to test every school in the district for lead levels. The CDC denied that request, though, citing mass firings from the federal government. These two other schools, Starms Early Childhood and La Follette, remain closed. District officials have said they plan to reopen both schools before the end of the year. Right now, you can find a list of places to get a lead test for your children.
All right. I'll tell you this. I've been talking about this. This ain't the first time that they have talked about the schools. I know that this is the first time that they're kind of getting into a certain space where they're shutting the schools down. But this has been a conversation for a long, long time. And now here we go. Once again, and this is why I try to tell people, you may not have been paying attention to this lead thing, but this is not the first time. This is probably like the fourth time in about a decade that this have came up. And I think that now a lot of people have just said, you know what, we're going to try to, you know, do something, at least do something about it this time. But I'll say this, you know, It's amazing to me, you know, when we talk about they're reaching out to, you know, the government to give the assistance, but there's firings. But we pushed many times before in the past to try to, you know, bring this awareness to the public. And, you know, like I said, you know, I feel some type of way about how they was moving, how they been moving. So if you want to comment on what's going on right now with MPS, you can hit me up 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Before we get into the lines, before we open up the lines, I also want to talk about Hannah Dugan, the Milwaukee County judge arrested Friday by FBI for allegedly obstructing federal authorities who were seeking to detain an undocumented migrant. You know, a lot of people feel some type of way, and we're in a Democratic stronghold, and she was a part of the Democrat Party. So you got a lot of people that are weighing in on this. But did she break the law? Federal law? Yes or no? You know, a lot of people are with the ideal of Milwaukee being close to a sanctuary city, and a lot of people are not. They not for it, you know. But what side are you on? Do you feel like the judge should have been penalized, arrested, charged for obstruction? 833-212-1017. We got some video on this situation with the judge that's making headlines all over the country right now. We got video if you're watching us live, if we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
Could be a dramatic escalation in the Trump administration's deportation efforts. This week, the FBI arrested a judge in Milwaukee County, accusing her of helping an undocumented immigrant evade arrest by authorities in her courtroom. Our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, has the details.
This week, a sitting state court judge is facing federal charges and up to 6 years in prison in what critics are saying is a major escalation in the Trump administration's effort to pressure officials to assist in deportation efforts targeting millions of undocumented immigrants.
Judge, anything to say about this?
Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan seen here leaving court after being arrested by the FBI. Dugan faces multiple charges for allegedly obstructing ICE agents trying to arrest an undocumented immigrant. According to a newly unsealed indictment on April 18th, Dugan was visibly upset and had a confrontational, angry demeanor when she and another judge confronted a group of federal agents that had come to her courthouse to arrest Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an undocumented Mexican citizen who was in court to face misdemeanor domestic violence charges. Agents said she told them to go to see the chief judge of the courthouse and went back to her courtroom, where Judge Dugan then escorted Flores Ruiz and his counsel out of the courtroom through a jury door.
Oh, wow.
Flores Ruiz was later arrested near the courthouse.
She let a criminal defendant walk out a door. She helped them. She obstructed justice.
Respond.
And that's what she's charged with. If you commit a crime in this country, you're going to be held accountable. Doesn't matter. We're going to prosecute you. No one is above the law, not even a judge.
No justice.
News of the arrest drew protesters to the courthouse. Dugan's attorney saying in court she wholeheartedly protests the arrest and believes it was not made in the interest of public safety.
That Wisconsin judge is vowing to fight the charges, but if convicted, she faces up to 6 years in prison.
Hey, all right. Hey, 833-212-1017 if you want to chime in on the schools being closed, NPS schools being closed due to the lead factors. And also if you want to comment and talk about what's going on with the judge being arrested for obstructing, that's what they're saying, allegedly obstructing, 833-212-1017. Lisa, you're on a new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Lisa?
Oh, okay. Hi, Tori. How are you doing?
How you doing, Queen?
I would like to commend you, first of all, for bringing lead-based to attention. Wisconsin, they're finally working on it, but you were the only one that I have heard and known of to speak about lead for the last past, what, 4 or 5, I don't know, maybe longer
Man,
than
10
year,
years almost.
Since I've been listening.
since I've been
like
on the air, yeah.
You. Yeah, I would like to commend you for getting that information out there. I know the governor, he said $7,000 billion. Yes, governor, y'all voted for him. I don't vote. he said $7,000 billion
right.
Spending, you know, which I was lost. And then he said something about Congress is back, you know, in session. And he said one thing he's going to do, you know, he's more concerned about government spending. It's too much government spending. So, guys, that lead is not going to be covered. They also said in the news that they asked the government for more money, and they were turned down because the government is not issuing any more money. So that's not going to happen. So whatever schools your kids go to, they're just going to have to live with the lead as they've been living, you know, living with, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a, Yeah. Okay. That's all I had to say. Thank you, Tori. Right. 7,000 billion. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that one out. No, I'm not.
Hey, hey, you got to multiply.
No, that's too much. No, I'm left many zeros.
All right, Lisa.
Doesn't exist.
I appreciate you for tapping in. Martin, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Martin?
What's up, King?
Bless his brother.
I was thinking, man, you've been on this issue a long time. Now, what if all the kids, parents, and everybody got together and filed a lawsuit? I think they'd bankrupt the city because they was putting them in harm's way. Number two, with the courtroom thing, I thought that that was supposed to be the judge courtroom. Can't nobody tell the judge what to do in their courtroom. You see what I'm saying? They can't interrupt their courtroom. So they just can't bust in there and just interrupt her courtroom and her chambers. Those are her chambers. See? So
right.
They ain't playing fair, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, they ain't playing fair at all, you know? And I still got 2 felony bail jumpers with no charges. I'm out.
All right. Hey, like I said, it's one of those things where people own a lot of sides of this when it comes to the immigration, with the illegal immigration. And the thing is, the Trump administration was voted in unanimously, you know, to fight against what was going on at the border. And now Trump is in his 100 days in office. And they're saying that the border is a lot more cleaner now, but yet there's judges that are doing things, and I guess this may be a message that, you know, they're going to push their mandate, and they're going to have these judges may not be able to do that little extra. I don't know. 833-212-1017. Tony, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Tony?
Whoa, I'm doing all right. How are you, Tori?
Blessings, brother.
Man, blessing, man. Thank you for having me, man. I didn't expect to get on, to be honest, but I guess to weigh in on the you know, the conversation, I think it's absolutely crazy that there's lead, you know, being found in the painted schools where, you know, children are still being you know, educated and are there to learn. It's an obstruction to their educational prowess, and it's horrible that, you know, a situation like this is causing them to, you know, relocate to another school. I went to MPS for 1 year, and then I went to the Wauwatosa School District to further my education, you know, as mandated by the state. But yeah, you know, it's a crazy situation to be a part of. Also, the judge thing, you know, I can't really say, or, you know, my comment doesn't really hold as much weight as, you know, someone in legislation and in office who has the power to prosecute her or to, you know, let her go free. Whatever that case might, you know, however that might transpire is way out of my hands. But to weigh in on the, you know, the talking matter, I do know that it is, you know, it's really up to the judge. You know, it's not, it's frowned upon for, like, you know, someone, you know, for ICE to, you know, they can wait outside the doors and, you know, stand outside the courtroom and wait on them to, you know, finish up. And then once they walk out the doors, it's, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, to arrest them inside of the courtroom,
Should the judge had have allowed the defendant of domestic violence walk out the jury back door?
See,
I'm just asking.
No. Yeah, great question. No. And not because of what he did or what he didn't do. Whatever he was on trial for is irrelevant.
I'm just saying, like,
matter.
The victims is in the courtroom too now. Okay, so what I'm saying is, okay, let him, like, I agree with you. Let him out, and then whatever it is, right?
True.
Okay.
True. But if we allow them to arrest him, you know, inside, then it's kind of like, you know,
but is that up to her, what I mean, to make that decision? Or should she have done whatever her judgment was with the case and just let the person leave out the door like he came in the door?
If you base it off of what the case,
because a lot
know,
of brothers then been in court and they walk right out the door and they got arrested for what something else, too. A lot of people do that. So I'm just trying
to.
Hey, I'm just saying.
A lot of people do. That's a great talking point for sure. But I feel like, you know, if they didn't let him walk out, it could have been, you know, then now they think they have the power to do that to anybody else. So if they would have done that to him, then it's like, okay, now we can do this to other people too. People who have done lesser crimes.
I believe if she had just let the man go back out the same door that he came in, she overstepped, because her job is dealing with the case. That's one thing. That was a case she was dealing with, you know. So that's fine. I don't think that that's breaking the law, dealing with the case. But to maneuver somebody around a situation outside of that, that's where the gray area is. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's a great point. That is a great point. But
that's the gray area she fell in.
For sure.
Can you do that or not?
Hmm.
And if you do that for him, do everybody get to go out that door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone has not been allowed to. So, yeah. Now I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just asking.
But I guess we're here to find the truth.
Right. So, I guess we gonna find out. She a judge anyway, so she got some knowledge of the law. She a judge. We talking about a judge here, right?
Knows better than I do. Okay, she knows better than I do for sure.
So hey, what was her intent? Well, I appreciate you for tapping in, T. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. If you want to weigh in on the judge, the Milwaukee judge that's been arrested, you know, we want to talk about, you know, different things, different sides. But I love to hear from you, 833-212-1017. And NPS closing down two more schools. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Lord, I'm trying.
Said I'm trying to hold on, cause my faith is strong.
You know that I'm trying.
It get hard sometimes, feel like I won't last too long.
You know that I'm trying.
Sometimes I wanna cry, and I don't know the reason why.
Lord said I'm trying.
Dear Lord, I'm trying.
Sing it, sir, y'all.
My dear Lord, I'm trying.
Dear Lord, I'm trying.
Dear Lord, who's it trying?
I told the preacher, lay hands on me. When the church start crying, I thank God got a plan for me. Don't know if I'm gonna last too long. I feel my back against the wall sometimes. Trying to hold on, cause my faith is strong. Well, and I can get it hard sometimes. My diabetes won't let me.
7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We've been talking about this situation with the judge, Hannah Dugan, arrested Friday by the FBI, allegedly for obstructing federal authorities. I'm asking the Truth Nation how to weigh in on this situation. Also, NPS got two more schools closing down due to lead poisoning. Lord, I'm trying. Dear Lord, I'm trying to let the community know what's happening then. We got White Widow on the line. White Widow, you on the new 1017 The Truth, tap in.
Good after sunny afternoon, Tory.
Hey, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It makes me smile. Let's talk about the judge first. Number one, she is not above the law. Obstruction is a violation of the law. That courthouse is not her house. That is the house of the community where justice is supposed to be rendered. That is not your house. And if you cared about that illegal who is there for committing crimes, then why didn't you get on your Rolodex and get the nearest immigration attorney on the line?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear it. She was showboating, you know, and they who in the hell ever told anybody illegal people have any rights in our country? They don't. I learned that the hard way when I worked with Cesar Chavez and the migrant workers, the legal ones in the fields, inhaling toxins and having children with limbs undeformed. You have no rights.
Mm.
So I don't want to hear about due process. And as far as the lead go, I don't believe anything they say. Now, I've been busy with that trial. I get the results on Wednesday. I'm like pins and needles. But I will go down to the health department at that time, and I want to see the results of the sampling. They're doing swab samplings. You just take a Q-tip. You just take a little swap by the shelf and find out how many milligrams of lead is actually in that small amount. And that's where you decide whether the levels are high enough where ingestion could cause long-term disabilities and anomalies that leave you with a lack of quality of life. I don't believe them. And when the superintendent said, we have the lead experts from MPS, really? Is that the same guy who didn't do testing for how many years? And his backup said, I didn't know there was no inspections. I don't believe him at all. So unless we have, I guess you say, the receipts, I'll go down there on Wednesday after court at 9:30 on the judge's results of the trial I did. And we will find out what the results are. And at that point, I will consult with myself and the experts at OSHA to find out what the degree of contamination in those schools and what the results could be. And let's not forget when I talked to the health department a couple of months ago about this. No, the hazards associated with lead is not commonly known. Otherwise, men in the house right now at a place where the content of that water could be filled with lead, drinking that water, would consider removing themselves from that. It's called medical removal until you contemplate pregnancy. Come on, man. Come on. The rate of infant mortality is, what, 6 times greater than white? We're not doing any type of biopsies on these fetuses to find out if it was because mom drank lead? I sat there and I watched women having miscarriages in my plant. And the corporation telling me it wasn't a miscarriage, it was a spontaneous abortion. Now I'm damn mad.
Oh, wow.
I went through this 30 years ago. 30 years ago, when people in the private sectors and the corporations, guess what? Our kids would be safer in a factory than they are in their schools.
Wow. Whew. Hey, it's a lot going on. That's why I said I was heated. I've been heated for years. We've been trying to get the news out for years, and now it's always something. You know, now we can't get anything from the federal government. I mean, I'm telling you, these narratives that they be putting out here to deflect that the lack thereof, when they had opportunities, multiple opportunities to get rid of this situation in our communities. Now, all of a sudden, we see a way to where we could throw it off. I don't know. I just see that I'm frustrated because how many children are being affected negatively by going to the schools, the daycares, in these homes where these laterals are, these lead laterals. And a lot of people are calling to the show, well, I drunk the water. See, I'll tell you this. It ain't the water. It's the lead laterals. And there's paint issues, lead paint issues that we've always had. You know what I mean? But they'll discuss the lead paint. They'll discuss that. They don't mind discussing that because they got weatherization programs out here that's working with that. But they, when you talk about it coming through the lead laterals, they pushed back on that conversation. Because they don't want to, that's not a conversation that they want to have because it costs way more money to remove the lead laterals than to put some paint on the wall. We're going to head to the lines. Rhonda, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth, tap in.
Hey, Tori, how you doing?
How you doing, Rhonda? How you doing,
Corey? You know, I'm all right. As far as the judge, she didn't have a right to take that man out of that courtroom like that. He was committing crime because they shouldn't have been. The way I feel about it, they shouldn't have been over here anyway because they're giving these people all the help, and then our people are still suffering.
Mm.
As far as the lead, my nephew is 35. He went to La Follette, and while he was in La Follette, he ended up with lead and caused him to have a disability.
Wow. Wow.
And the doctor never diagnosed him, and he went to the doctor for all his visits, all his shots, everything, and he never diagnosed it.
Never looked into the lead.
Never. Hmm. And he had been had it, and he ended up with a learning disability from that lead. He's 35 now.
Sorry to hear
that. So I understand what you're saying.
God bless you, Queen. Like I said, these are things that they don't want to come to the carpet for. They want to throw it off on. Now they want to throw it off and say the federal agents ain't available. But this been going on for a long, long time when they was available and you did nothing, you know, to try to resolve it.
That's right. All right. Y'all
be blessed. I appreciate you for tapping in, Queen. Hey, like I said, you know, I a lot of things I tell y'all is ahead of the time because I'm out here dealing with it. So y'all may not be as aggressive with dealing with the issues in my community the way I am. But trust me, when I say something, it's a reason behind it. When I'm telling y'all that they'll say this to throw you off, this the message. Milwaukee probably got the best PR team. They probably pay more money for PR to cover stuff up than to actually address the issue. Because I'll tell you this, I hate the narrative that they're using now because for years, we've been down there fighting to try to make sure that they can do the right thing by the people. And how many children fell in the cracks? How many children fell in the cracks? I'm interested. Because they had a situation with the health department where it could have been criminal charges. 6 years back or so, they had the brother down there facing charges. The brother. Trying to say that they fudged the numbers with the lead or they wasn't, it was miss, you know, everything like misconduct when it came to like the numbers for the lead poison reporting into the city. I wonder how many of these kids that's running around here, if they tested them for lead, what would their lead levels be? I wonder. Because lead, they're having symptoms of a lead crisis. Look up lead crisis in different townships and look at the behavior and then look at what's going on in Milwaukee and match it up. Do your little research. Go get your thumbs instead of getting in the comments and arguing with folks. Go look up the side effects of a lead poison environment. Then watch the news. G. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, G?
I'm doing fine. And how are you? I just want to make a comment. A lot of people, you can say what you want to say about Biden. I know you weren't a fan of Biden.
No, I wasn't.
But they did have a program to replace the lead laterals in Milwaukee.
It's going to 20 years, 15 years?
Well, it takes time. You know how many?
I'm not pushing back. Hey, you said it was something. Hey,
and this current administration on that report you just played for us, the CDC denied to even offer help, and I don't hear any criticism coming from the Trump administration, CDC, since they made all these cuts to all these different agencies and stuff. To not even offer the help, but I don't hear people criticizing.
But I bet you it'll be addressed. I bet you once we get a chance to really address it, I want to see what the plan is.
Well, why didn't the federal government, the current administration, offer help?
I'll say this: Trump is fulfilling what he ran on, where his campaign promises was.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. His people voted him in to fulfill the campaign promises that he promised. The Democrats over here, that's their promises. So I'll let's just do that.
Can I just make a comment about this is supposed to be America, and we're supposed to be different from all these other countries in the world. Everyone,
well, we already
in America,
know it's some glaring differences.
Yeah, I mean, our people have dealt with, you know, I mean, how many over 400 years of injustice. But my problem is everyone in America, regardless if you're a citizen or not, should have due process. Mm-hmm. You should not be all the people that he said, maybe some, you know, some were MS, you know, 13 gang members, but a lot of them probably weren't even gang members. And do they need to be put in a jail cell for the rest of their life to die in prison.
Well, hold on, it's a lot of them didn't even commit crime. I ain't heard nobody come in and say that about black folks ever since I've been on the air.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to say your president, but Trump and his administration.
He's the president of the United States. Yeah.
I'm not going to go into that, but absolutely not. But listen, he wants to send people in jails here over to El Salvador.
Aggressive.
You know, and I don't think that's right.
People, aggressive, violent criminals. That's what he's saying.
But it was when he first spoke on this issue, they were supposed to be deporting violent criminals.
This was aggressive, violent criminal at the courthouse that we're talking about. This guy was aggressive. He went out the jury door.
He showed up to court, right?
Let me ask you this question. So do everybody get to go out that door now?
I'm just asking you a question.
All I'm saying is, I don't mind the judge doing, you know, how her court ideas are. But once that was over, do everybody get to go out the jury door?
I don't know.
Do Lil Ray Ray get to go out the jury door?
I get the point.
Somebody answer me that question. Because we want people to be processed. Did he have a court date?
He had a court date.
He was there, and the victims was there.
He showed up for his court date.
Okay,
Hold on, listen.
I'm with the whole thing of him showing up for his court date. I think that the gray area is what she did after whatever she did. She snuck him out the way that normally nobody don't go out. That's the gray area.
What I'm saying is
this is what's happening with the charges. All I'm saying is, do everybody get to go out the jury door? I'm interested. I want to go through the door. All right. Thank you, G, for tapping in. Appreciate it. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined by Truth in the Afternoon. Dr. Ken, the doctor, in the studio to talk about what's going on with the judge in Milwaukee County. I thank you for stopping through, Dr. Ken. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, joining me in studio, Truth in the Afternoon, Dr. Ken in studio.
What up, though?
How you doing, Dr. Ken?
I'm doing great.
We've been talking about this judge.
I
would love to get your opinion on this situation because a lot of people weighing in. A lot of people feel like some due process is they're saying due process. I don't know what part of the due process they're talking about is I don't know. Are they just trying to say that the judge is unfairly arrested?
No.
Okay, go right ahead.
So first of all, what people need to do is go read the complaint about what she allegedly did. If you read the actual complaint and all the pages, I think it's like 12 or 13 of them, you'll find that they had outside people that they didn't know were there sitting on a bench in plain clothes watching her do everything she did. Let's take out ICE. Let's take out Donald Trump, Trump administration, all that nonsense. If an officer sworn, federal, state, county, or local, brings a subpoena, if you're an officer of the court, you have to honor it. That means that if it was a subpoena from Wisconsin, a subpoena from Illinois, or Washington State, that warrant says, written by a judge, you are to bring this person to me. That's what a warrant is. You're
right.
Bring him to court. If you get rid of the Trump piece, get rid of the him being accused of 3 counts of domestic violence, if somebody hands you a warrant and you walk out the back, hey, dude, when we done, yeah, I'm going to walk you out the back and I'm going to have you go over here. We're going to forget about the warrant. That's obstructing, period. It doesn't matter if you're illegal, legal, an officer of the court or not. If I come to Tory Lowe's door and your mother, God bless her, says, Tory's not here. Well, hang on. Let me go check. Closes the door, and I show her. I got a warrant for his arrest. But I don't have a search warrant. So all I can do is knock on the door to see if you're home.
Right.
And take. Bottom line is, Tory, they out there with a warrant. You need to go hit the back door. Let me walk you through here because you can get into the next apartment, and then you can get away. That's obstructing.
I agree.
And that's what she did. It didn't matter that she was a judge. The bizarre part about it is a judge should know. You have to honor a warrant, period. Full stop. So I'm not really upset.
So what are these people out here protesting for?
I don't know what they're protesting for because—
Justice, no justice, no peace.
Because they're putting Trump into the equation. They're putting Homeland Security into the equation. But if you have enough people that are not from this country that came here illegally and stayed, and then you count them as citizens— they're going to outnumber black people. And if you think your vote didn't count before, nothing will count.
Mm. Well, look, Dr. King, you served as an officer.
Uh-huh.
And you have a degree of understanding on how the process works from the inside.
But that was the part of the process.
Right.
The warrant was part of the process.
All I'm saying is we go to court all the time. And no matter what the judge say,
right,
as long as you don't get arrested or you, it ain't the day that, you know, something happens with the court hearing that you can be taken into custody, you got to walk back out that door that you came in.
Right.
When that's altered by a judge to avoid something, that's the question. Did she purposely get in there and say, I'm going to help this guy avoid this?
Well, it wasn't that what she was thinking. It's what she did.
Right.
So her actions are on trial.
That's what
not,
I'm saying.
You know what I mean? So
the intent.
It doesn't matter if she was a judge. It doesn't matter if he walked her out of the front of the back door or the window or anything. She acted to have him avoid a legal, lawful warrant to take him into custody.
Mm.
If I did that as a police officer, I would be charged.
Mm.
If I get a person and arrest them and a warrant is in the system, I have to take them into custody unless the person who the agency that put the warrant in the system says, we don't want them. You can let them go, give them a future court date or whatever, whatever. And we got to take them and process them and give them a form that says this is when you come back to court.
Well, I'll say this. How much power does a judge have?
In terms of what?
You know, of the courtroom. Because I know
the courtroom is hers.
Okay, right.
They could not go in and arrest him. It's her courtroom. Any judge.
Because they're trying to make it seem like they couldn't wait to get in the courtroom and get him.
But that wasn't it. They can't.
Okay.
That's why they went to the judge, because they understand you can't arrest. Listen, Judge Chambers, not Judge Chambers, but the courtroom and the judge's chambers are sacrosanct. That is their world. Now, when you step out in the street, it's the police world. But when you step, and believe me, I've stopped my share of judges before.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, that's their world. You don't talk, you don't walk, you don't move,
and
you don't
courtroom.
Rest, you don't do nothing unless that judge says so.
Mm.
Take that person into custody, don't take that person into custody, stand up, move, it's there. Because that's what the state of Wisconsin, that's what the law gives them, that power. So that's why they didn't come in, that's why they asked, hey, so you know we got a warrant, so when he comes out, that's why they're waiting in the public. Then she says, well, you can't be in the courthouse. Well, that's not true. That is not true. It's a public building. The public goes in and out at will. So if the public can go in, law enforcement can go in. You can't tell law enforcement they can't be in a building, but then the general public can.
federal law trumps state, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay, so depends. A lot of people making this argument that, okay, she's a judge.
Right.
They had no jurisdiction or whatever.
They don't need jurisdiction because they're federal law enforcement officers.
Right. So, right. But they did, you're saying that they followed the protocol to let the judge know that what we're here for, but then it was her actions afterwards that caused the issue.
Watch this. What's her name? Who cooks? That's friends with the one that went to prison.
That cooks.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Martha Stewart lied to the police. She lied to federal officers. She went to prison.
Right. True.
Obstructing. You stopped me from doing my job. That's obstructing. Also, lying to the police. Right? So clearly when they took her into custody and they asked her what happened, she told the truth.
Mm.
She had to have told the truth or else they would have had another charge of lying to a federal officer.
Well, when we come back, we got Lana Banana on the lines. I guess she got something to say, and Al on the lines. Mm-mm. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations with Dr. Ken in studio. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Dr. Ken.
What up?
From Dr. Ken in the afternoon in studio. Dr. Ken, we got Lana Banana on the lines. Lana, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. How you doing, Lana?
All right. How you doing, Tory? And Dr. Ken Harris, two kings on the air.
Hey, blessings, queen.
Yeah. Well, I was on hold before you introduced Dr. Ken Harris, and I was going to comment on the lead situation. But since I want to stay on topic, so I guess I'll, talk about the judge. Okay, so whatever the president says trumps everybody because he's the commander-in-chief and the general-in-command, whether it's constitutional or not.
Not true.
Answer the question. Help her out.
So, that's why we got a legislative branch and a Supreme Court to check him, which is what they've done recently. They've told him, no, you thought you could do that, but you can't do that. You thought you could fire those people, but you can't fire those. And so this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This has to do with one law enforcement officer who I think. I'm not going to read into anything, and I don't know her mind. I don't know what she was thinking. But she willfully directed somebody away from somebody. Now, she's an officer of the court. She's an attorney. She knows she has to honor another judge's subpoena. I mean, or a warrant, period. End of story. It doesn't matter whether if you remove Donald Trump, if you remove Homeland Security and immigration and all that, if any law enforcement officer went into her court and said, that guy that you got in front, yeah, when you're done, we have a warrant for his arrest. So whatever you all do with him, yeah, let us know because we're waiting for him to take him into custody. And you walk him out the back door, you're going to jail.
All right, Al, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in, Al.
Well, I think y'all giving me white man's ice colder vibes because I don't hear y'all making all this when it comes to them whites. And I think with both of you, y'all feel like white man ice is colder and that you don't supposed to go against
the white
man.
I think you know more with the white people than anybody.
Well, hold on, Tory. I'm just saying. I think you're black. I think you're black toy, but I think you're full of dead dog Duke.
But that's okay. But I feel the same way when you get
so,
to talk.
So in other words, Al. So in other words,
Al. Hold on, Al. You ain't never been about a lot.
We already know your style. We know your style, Al. Hold on, Al. We know your style. We know you got. We know how you get down, Al. Once again, Al, you kind of come on the air to get disturbing. But we offer you a chance to get on the air, but your high blood pressure don't work on this side, Al. You ain't saying nothing. You get caught. You get on the air. You get on the air all the time, and you say all this stuff. You say nail kids to the cross. You say burn the kids up. All I'm saying, Al, is you just for entertainment. You do entertainment. You do entertainment. You entertainment, Al. And then you may not be entertainment no more because you stunk up the lines. Your breath, hot breath, all on the lines. You've been doing this for a long time, Al, and we give you a chance all the time to come on and state your opinion, but you come in here and you spill diarrhea out every time it come out of your mouth.
Well, you have to think the way I think in order to be black. You know that, right? You have to say what right. I say, walk the way I walk, all that. You just, yeah. And so what happens is people will project. Like he mentioned Mar-a-Lago. They're not going to ever let you go to Mar-a-Lago. He's projecting how he would feel if he got invited to Mar-a-Lago.
All I'm saying
is, what is that?
Al has a – we should call him Weird Al. Weird Al always – we understand how Al get down, but at the same time, when he get high blood pressure, you get the opportunity to call into and talk about your perspective.
But nobody gets to question your blackness.
But what I'm saying is what he does is – I think he's pushing the LGBTQ agenda, first of all. I think that's what he's been pushing. But okay, he can push that agenda. But for him to attack people the way he do, a lot of people getting tired of it, and it's stale, and it's trash. And it's okay for you to have your own perception, but for you to call in and try to make people feel the way you feel, maybe people ain't doing what you're doing behind closed doors, Al, because you are very public of what you're doing behind closed doors on the air. Nobody may not be doing that. Nobody, you're privileged to say whatever you want to say, but you can't tell nobody how to feel. You're no judge or nothing on the air or none of these radio hosts. You come in and you bully all the time. You think you're bullying, but really, you're losing out on the opportunity to use your perspective to add to the conversation. That's what you're really doing. And you're showing your true self because you're pushing the LGBTQ, I think, that kind of agenda. And everybody ain't with that kind of agenda. You can do that, but don't push that on nobody else. That's all I'm saying. All right. God bless you. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Black male dookie.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area.